Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Yep. Yes, we have.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Well, because I went and got Fonz. I said, hey, I need some light. Right? He's like, will this light work? And he turned on the kaleidoscope. I'm like, no, dude, regular light. It's... Dude, I'm telling you, I've showed you what he has. We got a soundboard, we have speakers. He has his laptop hooked up through the TV, so his monitor is 55 inches. Yeah, I could go in. He's got a little like a recording thing. Like when I do spots, sometimes I'll just I'll record him and have him sent to Lupe. And he has the whole, like, everything taken out of the closet and the closet all padded up. And he has a mic with the little thing to stop. You know, yeah, man, he's all set up.
Yeah, man. So you can text the show 67974. Everybody's happy that we're back today. Apparently people, they did not like the national radio the last couple of days. And I feel you guys. It's, you know, we missed it too. It was one of those things where it felt weird. It definitely took you out of your routine a little bit. So it was good to be back. I didn't know what to do with myself, Leroy. Just sitting here yapping about. I'm making a water park in the old backyard. I didn't know.
I never been more tired. Cause there's nothing to do. What do you do? Nothing to do. Like, and then, right? The golf course wasn't closed.
Really?
Right? So I went golfing. Then they closed the golf course.
Really?
Golf courses aren't even open. Nothing's open.
Nothing's open.
Nothing. So, yeah, I don't know what, you know, there's nothing to do. Me and Fonz were chipping in his room. And then, you know, today I got to take it outside. So we got a little course set up.
Got a little
chipping
crazy.
Course around. Yeah, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. You know, I like, you know, it's not a matter of going around and trying to find something to do. We're supposed to stay at home.
Yeah, it's I get you, man. Like we're looking at this whole situation, and it's been trying to figure things out and whatnot. But look, man, we're trying to get through this the best we can. I know we've been going through the situation where we were trying to get situated at the house and get everything going right and whatnot. But I think we're starting to get our feet wet and get things rolling.
Yep. I mean, it's not – look, ideally you like to be in a studio, you know, but at the same time, you know, you make do with what you can for right now. And so from that standpoint, it took a couple of days, but the powers that be, you know – you got Eddie, you got Dan, you got Lynn, you know, they all, you know, mysteriously got it together because I didn't think it was a big deal, right? But evidently, after you see all the emails and connections and what you got to do, and it was a big deal. to get it, get us right, to get us back on the air. Also, didn't think it was going to be that hard to get a mic.
Yeah, that's true.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes was that it was tough, especially when I bought one at Best Buy. I was going to curbside pick it up, right? Mm-hmm. And they sent me an email at 2 in the morning. Eh, we ain't got it. So I'm like, now what?
I got that too. And then all of a sudden they were like, ah, never mind. We do. We're good. We got it.
Right. But then I just, thank God I have like three of them right around my house. So I just had to go to a different one and they had it. And I went and picked it up. So other than that, that's it, man. Look, it was tough, but we got there. That's all you can ask for.
That's weird. People are saying that my mic is off. Are people hearing? Dan, are you hearing me on my side, man? It's okay if we're producing this thing kind of over the air and whatnot.
Yeah, at first you were low. Something coming back from break seemed to be amiss, but now you sound great.
Everything sounds fine now? All right, somebody just people on super delay on the old Lapsy app. You know, it's got that, like that 3-minute delay. Let's get to some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, here's the big thing. All right, let's just get to it, people. Mel Kiper's mock draft 3.0 is out. Boom, dropped last night or yesterday. I know that's big news to you, Leroy. You're very excited about Mel Kiper's mock draft. The old legend, the NFL draft guru, he has come out and let everybody know that the Dolphins are selecting Tua Tagovailoa, number 5 overall. That's that. That doesn't mean they can't get Joe Burrow, because he doesn't do trades. So maybe he doesn't know about Chris Greer and Duke Tobin doing it out with the whole big move.
There's a new nuance to his draft. It doesn't count. Losing credibility. He's losing credibility when all the things that could possibly happen, you know what I mean? On all the things that could possibly happen during the draft, he's not even taken under consideration.
How does it count for Kiper? Does it mean, like, does he have to get the team right and the slot right, or just the slot right for him to count it as a win? Just slot, right? Like, for Kiper to count a prediction correctly, does it have to be he gets the team right, or does he have to get the spot right? So is it more important that Joe Burrow ends up on the Bengals or Tua ends up on the Dolphins, or is it more important that he got right at number 3 or number 5 or whatever?
I think player to team is more important.
What right? do you think he counts? I think you're right, because I feel like you're trying to mix him. I feel like you're doing most of these predictions based on need, right? Not necessarily where the guy deserves to go.
Somewhat. It's a little bit of both, because you have an idea of the you know, where these players are ranked and what teams need. So, for example, a team that has Patrick Mahomes, or if Kansas City has Patrick Mahomes, when their pick comes up, if they got a traded pick and they're number 10, they're right. not going to have an interest in Jordan Love or Herbert, right? So from that standpoint, you can make those conclusions, but the top 5 picks, right? Can you honestly say that you, besides Cincinnati taking Joe Burrow, you have no idea what's going to happen? Because one, all these teams have been bad.
Yes.
So, and one reason why they've been bad, because they've been making bad decisions.
Well, yeah, like, what if the Redskins come in there and they're just like, guess what? Guess what, mother bleepers? Tua Tagovailoa.
Arizona just did that. So would we be shocked? Would we be shocked?
You even have Washington has more of a resume of being crazy.
They drafted two quarterbacks. They drafted two quarterbacks in the same year, and the other quarterback ended up being the most successful.
Right. Which I guess is why you do that. I just think that you normally would think that the guy you draft higher is going to be the successful one.
All prospecting. I mean, if that's the case, like, I was watching ESPN. I watched Drew Bledsoe's story. Dude was good, right? He had some unfortunate injuries.
Yep.
Right? Tom Brady ends up being the quarterback. The rest is history.
But the thing that's funny about it is, like, the Redskins, they drafted two quarterbacks, and they trusted neither one of them. Like, they didn't believe. They didn't. They're so skeptical. They're like, and this is like a franchise that's won. They've won Super Bowls before and never had the franchise guy really as the guy. Like, they've won it with a bunch of different quarterbacks, and they're like,
right.
You got to continue to sell me on this, Kirk Cousins. Sorry. RG3, good offensive rookie of the year, but, you know, not really buying it. Sorry. So why would Dwayne Haskins be any different? They could screw this whole thing up for the Dolphins.
Sure they could. Sure they could. I mean, but you know what? That's why they're drafting where they are.
Yeah, like what if it was a scenario where we got one Joe Burrow, two Redskins go crazy and take Tua. Then you got Patricia. You know he's taking Chase Young. He's a defensive guy. He'll pass on Okuda. Maybe Okuda then goes to the Giants. Like, but then are the Dolphins going to be in a position with the Giants where everybody's going to be scrambling because you have the two quarterbacks off the board, and they're like, well, now we got to trade up for Herbert. Or do you think the Dolphins are just going to be like, F it. If Herbert gets to us, he gets to us.
There's four or five quarterbacks, right? Now, here's what sucks is if those two quarterbacks were to go in the top five, that means if you want a quarterback, you got to move and pick a guy higher than he would have where he was slotted. And is that the sign of a bad organization? Or do you pick another player and everybody get pissed off that you didn't get a quarterback? You see what I mean? Like, there are things in the draft that are beyond your control. If you want your first pick to be a quarterback, are you going to be able to determine what that quarterback is? Are you in a place that can determine what that quarterback is going to be or who that quarterback is going to be?
I don't know if Tobin is with us right now, Leroy.
He blinked out, right? And I thought I was not with us either.
You and I, we're together right now.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll wait for him. He's doing garage radio. So maybe the connection got a bad, you know, that Wi-Fi and all that stuff is a little bit off way up there in the boonies. So I'm more than sure. Or when you have kids, I'm gonna tell
check,
you like
check,
this.
Check.
Hey,
yeah,
welcome back.
What's happening, Tobin?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Yeah, whatever happened, you know, on the website, it flipped over to another input, so I had to flip it back. Sorry, it took a little testing around with everybody. Hopefully, everybody can hear me now. I know it's been a weird segment.
I figure that little Tommy came in and saw a pretty wire that he liked, and he yanked on it.
It's possible that he'll get to that point. don't count him out on that yet. It definitely
daddy,
could happen.
Daddy, tug of war.
it definitely could be a thing. So anyway, Mel Kiper has the Dolphins taking Tua, but I really don't trust these Redskins. And they could go out there and really mess up. Really, I don't trust Dan Snyder. It's not a matter of the Redskins. Ron Rivera is a completely reputable person. It's just they got a crazy owner.
Here's the problem. And I would say, as of late, I haven't heard too many decisions that that Daniel Snyder has come over the top and made. Right? It seems as if he has allowed the people that he's hired to do their job, which is one of the reasons why, who was it, Shanahan? Who's the last coach?
No. The last coach was Jay Gruden.
Jay Gruden, which is part of the reason why Jay Gruden is no longer there, is because some of his decisions were a little sketchy, and Dan Snyder probably gave him the opportunity to just do what he needed to do. Because guess what? Nowadays, if you're going to hire a big-name coach, then you're giving up some of that power that you want so much, even though you own the team. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's kind of always been the theory with Jerry Jones, right? Like, he doesn't want to necessarily hire the most boisterous guy. And the one guy that, you know, the guys that he has in the past, you know.
He hired Bill Parcells.
He did. Because
the most important thing is he wanted to win.
Yes, but he also hired Jimmy Johnson, and he still held the grudge and won't put the guy in the Ring of Honor.
Jimmy Johnson wasn't the guy, though.
right? When Bill Parcells came there, he came with NFL credibility.
True. Yeah, Jimmy was the hotshot college guy. Jimmy was,
right. So when you hire Rivera, when you hire Gruden with the Raiders, I'm a little interested to see in Dallas because they hire McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Now McCarthy has been he's kind of a quiet, you know, laid back guy, but he's got some credibility. So
he does.
He's
got a Super Bowl to his name, but he also doesn't seem like a guy who's like demanding everybody think of him as like this this gift to football.
Right. But neither is Ron Rivera, but he has, you know, that's a no-nonsense guy. Right? So you think he even takes that job unless they have the understanding of, hey, we're going to do this the right way. We're going to do this the way I want to do it, or I don't want your job.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, too, where I don't know if those owners can ever really help themselves. Like, I think it'll all start out great, but eventually I feel like it can get to a bad spot.
When those guys – look, that's why you hire somebody that you respect if you're an owner. Because if you respect him, then you respect his decisions, and you allow him to do it because you go, you know what? I got a football guy in place. I'm going to let him make the football decisions. Now, I don't know how well it's going to work with, you know, when you have a coach that has, you know, too many decisions to make, you know, like the coach that's the general manager also. I don't know how well that works out. They say Belichick does it, but I don't know if he does. You know, I think maybe he has a say-so. But I don't think he does the day-to-day finding players or whatever.
No, but I think we're seeing with the Tom Brady thing, like the big spending, that is him. Like he's not going to make the big investment without his okay. And I think that's, you know, probably why they got to the divorce that they did with Tom Brady, because he's not a guy who pays for the past stuff.
I think that whole situation was a long time coming, right? Because if it were up to Bill Belichick, Brady would have been gone before they traded Garoppolo.
Yes.
But they won. Right? Now, I don't care who you are. You got to be one crazy individual if you just win the Super Bowl and get rid of your quarterback.
Yep.
And I think, you know, Belichick probably wanted to get rid of Brady long before he actually did. But the problem is, Brady kept winning.
Some other headlines. The Inter Miami, they've altered their logo, Leroy, to promote social distancing. They have separated the herons or cranes or whatever the hell those things are. I think they're herons.
All right.
I don't know what the difference between a heron and a crane is. They both look of the crane family. I don't know what the genus is.
Right.
But they're trying to promote social distancing. I saw Conor McGregor came out, and Nick Saban, he came out, he told Alabama to shut down, and Birmingham listened. And Conor McGregor went out there, and he told Ireland to shut down. He's like calling out the president by name. That's guts. Like, you're going out there.
Hey, was Jimmy and Jimmy was a teammate of Jerry's in college?
Is that true?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Jerry Jones played football. I wish somebody Jerry Jones size.
What did he play? What, do you remember what position he played?
No. Jimmy Johnson was on the same football team. How bad was that football team?
Let's say football.
You ever see the pictures of some of these guys, some of these owners or coaches that played football and what teams they played? They ain't all jacked up like Flores.
No.
Like Ron Rivera, you could tell a dude played football, right?
Let's see. Jerry Jones attended the University, this is from his Wikipedia, attended the University of Arkansas. He was the co-captain Jerry of Jones. The 1964 national championship football team.
They won the national championship?
Yep.
Holy smokes.
He was an all Southwest Conference offensive lineman.
Oh my goodness.
I gotta tell you, I can't see that.
What?
How about that? What? Big Ugly. Right in the trenches.
Could you imagine? Wait. Could you imagine him walking up to that offensive line in Dallas and saying, guys, I remember when I was on the offensive line. They look at him like, what?
National championship, though. He could flash. First of all, he's your boss. And second of all, you're not going to say nothing.
Wait. If we had to guess, what position Jerry Jones played?
On the offensive line?
I'm going kicker.
Center?
No way.
He says he was an offensive lineman.
Jerry Jones?
Yes.
What?
The Wikipedia on his college football career says that he was a co-captain of the 1964 National Championship team. He was an All-Southwest Conference offensive lineman.
Oh, no. I'm thinking we're talking about Jimmy Johnson.
No, sir. Jerry Jones.
I got to tell you.
I'm trying to find out what his playing weight was because I can't picture him. He just seems so frail to me.
Is that with or without the bottle of Johnny Blue? With the bottle of Johnny Blue, 175.
Jerry Jones was an 182-pound offensive lineman.
Is there no position? There is no position. I mean, the kickaway is 200.
Nothing can be like that these days. I think like Jakeem Grant weighs under 200.
Well, that's because he's 5'1".
That's correct. We're back with more after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Coming to you live from the Tobin Garage, and Leroy is in his house studio. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it is.
Getting everything put together for you. I know I've had some little hiccups, but everything's gone pretty smooth other than a couple blips here and there. So been very happy about that. Dan Day running his back of this year. Robbie will be back. You hear me, man?
I'm here. I'm here. All things being equal, it's glad that we're back on because we're local and we should be on. Simple as that. Hello?
Text writes in, all of a sudden, everybody needed eggs. All of a sudden, people are going at this thing, and they needed to, all of a sudden, people are exercising. He goes, you guys weren't this committed to when things were normal. That's true. A lot more people out there running, Leroy.
Yep.
Running, biking, all that stuff.
Yep. It's like a track meet in my neighborhood. And most of them have kids with them. So keep in mind, they're trying to get out of the house. Gym's closed. I've had to
make the necessary
adjustments.
I saw that there yesterday.
Hello?
Hey, guys. Still there?
Hello?
I'm here.
Hey, I'm hearing you guys loud and proud.
You there, man?
I'm here.
Yeah. Are you still hearing me, Dan?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm just checking, man. It feels like you're – it feels like a –
Well, when there's silence, we think we lost each other.
People are out there going crazy. I still see the psych. Yeah, there's like it feels like there's a little bit of a delay there now. That's what's been going down as far as us talking to one another.
Right. It's weird.
But yeah, the cyclists are getting crazy out there, man. The cyclists are getting out crazy with what they're doing. I think they could just go out there willy-nilly. This is their time because they're out there socially distancing. Everybody's out there figuring things out. And now the cyclists are like, boom, my time now. All you people not out here on the road, I'm going to go out there in my Lance Armstrong outfit, and I'm going to cycle.
Well, the other thing is that, you know, it's good to see people exercising. But if everybody's out on the roads exercising, that's not social distancing. Definitely. So that sucks. But
other than that, that's it.
No, but they always want to stay away from everybody. They're like, oh, they're like, share the road, you know. Now they don't have to share the road. They can just do what they want now.
In my neighborhood, basically what they do is they ride on the sidewalks because the horses. So they don't have to worry about cars. They got to worry about horses.
Who?
Horses. Them horse community, man. There's horses going down the street all the time.
We got the horse cops here in Wellington.
We had the other, like, last week, I had horses.
We have the old mounted patrol here.
Last week, I had horses going through my neighborhood. Just walk, horse cops. On two horses walking through our neighborhood.
Yep.
I'm like, that can't be good. If something happens, how you going to catch it?
I never respect the horse cops because I'm like, when real danger comes down to it, can you actually handle a fast horse? Like to go chase down a bad guy? Or are you just trained in trot mode?
Right. I don't picture anybody giddy up.
They're not like cowboys. They can't go out there like Westworld and go chase the bandits on those horses. First of all, are those horses trained for that? Those horses are a little plump, let's be honest. It doesn't look like they've hit the exercise track too much.
And
second of all, do I know that, like, is that in the police academy? Or is there a police academy chapter for people who just want to be on the horses?
I'm guessing they do it for bikers too, right? You know, for the cops that ride the motorcycle cops. But here's the kicker, right? Every time I see a horse walking on the street in Davie, I'm thinking to myself, hey, those shoes don't work for that surface. He's going to slip and fall.
Right.
So,
yeah,
but it's the baby, man.
I don't know. But that's one of the... I'm with you. It's one of those things where, you know, things are going wild. Everybody likes, oh, the horse cop. It's like, all right. I understand, but what real danger? Like, I guess it gets them a good view, like in the midst of, like, I always see the horse cops at a parade and it feels like they get the good view of everything. They're on top. But let's just say some bleep goes down, all right, a real catastrophe. Are they going to go in there like the Lone Ranger?
Look, as Dan Day will tell you, we're quite familiar with the horse cops, right? During Mardi Gras season or any big event, there's thousands of them walking around New Orleans, right? And the only thing that I've ever taken from it is they poop a lot. That's it.
They do. Road apples.
They, like, in the French Quarter, when they need to shut it down, they don't come in with cops. They come in with cops with horses, and they block the street with a horse. Mm-hmm. So, So I'm used to it, but I'm not used to seeing, you know, just random cops on horses. Usually there's a purpose, type of event, some type of gathering.
Understood, but have you ever seen one spring into action, like Western style?
No. Horses can't, they can't run. They can't run on concrete.
No. I don't know about that.
You think those shoes aren't going to slip?
I feel like the police horses have to be equipped with some kind of meant for speed build. Otherwise, what is the purpose of them?
It just seems like if you were to wear your Sunday shoes and then go run in the street. Sure, you'd be able to run, but if it's not rubber bottom, you're in trouble.
Right. It'd be like us running in loafers or something like that.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Understood.
So if there's any horse cops out there, by the way, 67974, I'd love to learn more about this because I want to know, is there an athletic type of horseshoe?
No. Not when you hear
clunk, we don't know
clunk,
that.
Clunk. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, there's got to be different. Well, there has to be different types of models. Like a blacksmith is probably, there's got to be some blacksmith that's around there that's probably modeling the perfect horseshoe for horse cops.
You think they got horseshoe Nikes?
Yeah.
Some horseshoe
air hoof. Yeah.
It wouldn't be making that loud noise, though.
Plus, they can't even feel it, though, right?
I don't know if that's the case. I got to tell you, I've seen horses get their horseshoes put on. They don't seem to like it very much.
Oh, no, they kick like mules.
Yep. Texter writes in, they use them for crowd control sometimes. I was in New York City, saw them disperse crowds at a Grateful Dead show. I was part of the crowd. Get you moving when you hear them rear up on you. Those hoofs are scary. That's true. I mean, if when a horse rolls up on you, you hear those clop, 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 clop. You know, that definitely is a scary thing. But I'm just, ultimately, they're a police officer, and I feel like a police officer is there to make sure if something goes down, they got to go. So do they just leave the horse? And where do they tie the horse if some danger comes?
How about this?
And then what if the bad guy takes the horse?
It's not the noise of the horse that terrifies me. It's the big-ass horse. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been up close to a horse. Even the teeth are frightening. Yo, everything about a horse is
a horse will
just
bite you.
Right! Exactly.
Yeah. You thought nipple clamps were bad. What about a horse getting a hold of your chest?
Those were adjustable. It was just for show. What are you doing?
I'm just saying, man. Texter said, what is Leroy talking about? A horse can't run? He has metal bottoms, bro. It'll run circles around you. I think the horse can run on the concrete, man, with the horseshoes. You want me to text my father? My father would know.
Yeah, I'm running zigzag.
Let me see.
I'm gonna do like Barry Sanders did to my man when he tore his ACL. That's what I'm doing to a horse. Four torn ACLs.
Like Rod Woodson?
Yep, four torn ACLs. Cause I'm shaking and moving. This is gonna have to be a trick horse.
A horse doesn't have good lateral quickness. It's all straightforward.
Right.
So you got that part. You would be good there. Yeah. Unless you got like one of the, do you think like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger has the mini horses? Do you think those horses are more built for quickness? Like, are they
sure? No, he's pissed off that he's little.
So
would it be a big horse? Right.
it's just straight beeline, but at mini horse size. Like, there's no shiftiness. Like, we don't have ourselves like the human joystick, but the horsey joystick.
No. Absolutely not. No way. And you think if that horse tried to, first of all, they have horseshoes on. So you're telling me if that horse tried to make a sudden move left or right, he wouldn't slip? And now you're talking about the police officer on his back. He's going to be careful too, because he's going to be like, hey, this horse could slip. I'm not going to try to get him to go crazy. We just going to run straight ahead.
The horse probably instinctively knows that if it takes too shifty of a move, it could lead to real damage. Like, you want to talk about damage is done, my friend. Like, if the horse snaps its leg, that's it for the horse.
Hey, you ready?
Yep.
I'm a blacksmith, but I'm too busy forging exposed steel on an anvil to make horseshoes.
Well, understood. You got to keep eyes on the prize. You got to.
What do you think, Spo? He's losing all these words of wisdom. Who do you think he's using them on? Young Spo?
I guess his kids. I think little Spos. Yeah. I think the little Spos are getting the words of wisdom.
Oh,
you know?
God. Yeah.
Like when the kids are out of the playground, he goes, don't let go of the swing.
What is Leroy talking? Come on, man. I'm running on the street. It's kind of like the Lamborghini in mud.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same concept there. Sure, Lamborghini's faster, but not in mud.
It's more like a Lamborghini on ice, right? Though, because
we're picturing
the horses having unable to get traction.
Right, right.
But what? Okay, so let's say the horse.
And when was the last time you seen a horse that wasn't at the track run full speed?
Never.
Right.
I mean, I've seen them. I mean, like, I've seen them in the midst of like the open fields, like at the horse farm. I've seen that.
No, that doesn't count.
So
I'm saying, when have you ever seen, like, in a police situation in a city where the horse was like, yeah, let's get it. Where the cop is like, yeah, let's go get him.
Hi-ho, Silver. Away.
Right. Last time I remember a horse in the city was when, who's due from King of Queens?
when he did the
Kevin James.
Kevin James did Mall Cop 2.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
And he slapped the horse in the ass and got kicked. That's what I picture.
That's true, because you do have a situation here. The horse is dealing with a situation. You have a very spookable animal. So that's another thing. I don't know how reliable these horse cops can be.
No, I'm telling you, I ain't buying it. If I see a cop, I'm always thinking I can get away. Always.
All right. It appears Dana White has found his location for Khabib versus Tony Ferguson. He's the only guy who wants to charge forth in the midst of coronavirus. He laughs in the face of coronavirus, Dana White. We'll tell you about that next. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. This thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours. A fraternity of drug dealers ringing up. Oh, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Rolling on from Chateau Tobin. We are here in the garage. Leroy is doing his thing. Did you find some food, man?
No, I just found, I think my wife put a vending machine by the refrigerator. So I had to find some change. She rations food, man.
She's not just clearing things out for you? What do you mean she's rationing food? She rations food. The apocalypse is coming?
So, for example, if I cook food, I will... So say I go to the store, I go to Delaware Chicken Farm, I get me some chicken quarters, right?
Yep.
Well, you get a better deal if you get over 5 pounds. So I just get 10 chicken quarters, and I figure, you know, we can eat this for a couple of days, right?
Mm-hmm.
My wife, she'll freeze the 10 chicken quarters and 3 chicken quarters each. And then when I say, what'd you take out for dinner? She says, chicken. I'll come home and see the chicken. Three leg quarters. So I'm like, nah, that's not how we do it.
You just wanted to go, just go all the way in. Let's go. Come on.
I'm not turning.
Especially if you're going to Restaurant Depot or something like that, you're going to have plenty of food on your order.
Well, I don't get my meat. I only get my ribs from there, but I get everything else, you know, from there. I go to Delaware Chicken Farm, man. It's the best. But, yeah, man, I'm not, I say, hey, you cook that. I'm not turning on my grill for 3 leg quarters. I don't even turn on the grill. I don't even smoke it. Nothing.
I won't even waste my pellets with that.
Right. I'm not wasting my pellets. You got to at least fill one side of the grill. I need to see a little bit of a meat tower when I turn on my grill. She said, hey, you going to put that on the grill? No, I'm not.
You can text her 67974. Text her, writes, and Spo's making those kids stand on the wall right now, dropping wisdom on them. You think Spo's making the babies do wall sits?
No,
he's just looking to coach people in life.
Let me tell you, I promise you this, right? As much of a hard ass as you think Spo is, and how much truth he spits, when he gets home, right, it's all about daddy and the babies.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but he's got nowhere to coach now. Like, you don't have that escape, so. All of a sudden, now you're there for all the you're not just there as fun daddy. Like, you have you're gonna be there during the hard times.
You think he's working out the zone?
Yeah,
he's got a little basketball court.
I think they're teaching. I think he's running plays with blocks. I think he's thinking about types of things. I think he's trying to pick new screen plays to free up Duncan Robinson, but he's using the little Spos to make it happen. I think that's all going down.
Nope, you should know about this. How many times has your wife stopped you from doing stupid stuff with your kids? You don't have to tell me. I know.
My son was so excited. I put out this new inflatable pool. This kid runs out this. He strips buck naked, runs right into the pool.
That's nothing we don't have in the hood.
What?
Inflated pools.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, it came out great.
Now, we did. My grandparents did have an above the ground pool. But that's because you can't have below the ground pool.
Wait, you remember in Philly they were doing the dumpster pools?
That was a dumpster pool.
They put a liner in the dumpster and they fill the dumpster with water so they make a pool. It's a dumpster pool.
That's not a big deal. Tell them, talk to us when you make a What do we have? A margarita out of one.
Oh, that was, yeah, that we put liner in that too, but that was to prevent leaks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, of all the things I can think of sitting in, the garbage can filled with margarita. Ugh. Brutal.
Oh, so I never got to this. So did you see the reports this weekend, Leroy, that the Dolphins apparently made a big contract offer to Jadeveon Clowney, or they made a contract offer to Jadeveon Clowney somewhere around $17 million a year, but he turned it down?
Yeah, because he wants 21. There's ways around that, right? There's ways around that. I'm a firm believer in the way contracts work right now. I'll give you more guaranteed money if you let my average per year, if you let me keep the average per year down.
Yeah, $17 million a year would put him at.
For how many years?
I don't know. I don't think.
So say if I did this, if I did 4 years, at $17 million, that's what, 68? $68 million, correct?
Yeah.
What if I made 50 of it guaranteed?
50 guaranteed right now would put him at like.
It's going to average 17.
Bottom of the top 10 in total guarantee.
So what?
I'm just letting you know where it would be. And that would put him like. Normally, you know how we do these things. Like when a guy gets these contracts, he normally wants to be the next biggest guy.
No, dude, he got 3 sacks last year. Get out of here. You got to keep it real, too. I don't care how dominant you are. You got 3 sacks as a pass rusher. Get out of here.
If you put like $60 million, what did you say? How much did you want to put guaranteed?
I give him 4 years. I mean, 4 years, $68 million, 50 guaranteed.
Yeah, 50 guaranteed. I put him like right by Olivier Vernon.
That's fine.
Which is right at the bottom of the top 10.
But here's the kicker. Did Olivier Vernon get that much guaranteed?
Olivier Vernon has 52 guaranteed.
Okay, how many years?
Let's see, 85. I'm guessing 4.
No way. More than that, right?
He's got an $85 million contract, 17 a year.
No, but I'm saying 85, that's 5 years.
What's that?
That's 5 years. This 5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
Okay. So one, they're going to redo his contract at the end before it gets to the end of it anyway. Mm-hmm. So what's the point? He ain't going to get all that. He's going to get 52 guaranteed. All right, I'll give him 52.
Well, remember the whole thing that went down? Wasn't Jadeveon Clowney in the trade talks when they were talking Tunsil last year? Like that was the original thing?
Yes. Yes.
So that there is some interest within the organization. In him. Like clearly they did like him.
Oh sure, but there's a big difference between There's a big difference in training for Tunsil and giving him more than 50, 60 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference because guess what? If you would have got him here last year, right? Either he would have had more production, or, right? Or you'd have been able to sell him on, you know, what you're trying to do here and maybe get that deal where you could give him $50 million guaranteed but not, you know, make the number low, the average per year low.
Yeah, he's never had double-digit sacks in a season. And as you mentioned, last year, he only started 11 games. He played 13, but he only ended up with 3 sacks last year.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, I got to
tell you what. Olivier Vernon was more productive.
You paid for name there, aren't you?
You're paying for a guy that looks like he should be more dominant than he is. That's what you're paying for. Okay? When I say Jadeveon Clowney, you think about him just beating the brakes off that Michigan running back, picking up the ball and running away. Right? You don't think of a guy.
Had 3.5, but he only played 10 games last year.
Okay, but still, okay? When you see Jadeveon Clowney, the first thing that you say is, oh, he should be more dominant than he is. He should make more of an impact.
I'm always picturing the tackle on who's it? Was it Denard Robinson? He did that too.
No, that wasn't Denard Robinson. Denard Robinson was a Michigan running back.
Oh, he's a running back.
Was it Hart?
When he, I don't remember. But everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Yes, of course.
The play that made him famous, like Odell's catch, except for pass rushers. Everybody knows the play I'm talking about with Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah,
and everybody's like, this guy's going to be the most unstoppable football player of all time.
And he has, and this hasn't played out, but he looks the part. I'm not paying a whole bunch of money to look the part. At some point, like, I would have liked to see in his recent history, if I'm going to give him a boatload of money, right? Give me a 10, 15, right? A 115 sack season?
Yeah, one that just, like, explodes off the page. And he's playing on a defense where, I mean, he's played against J.J. Watt, but J.J. Watt's always hurt, so you would figure he's going to pick up the slack a little bit.
Right, that's just it. Even when he played opposite J.J. Watt when J.J. Watt was defensive player of the year. So guess what? That means that he should be, when they're double teaming him, he should be getting some big numbers too.
Right, like he should have the Olivier Vernon year where he picked up on Ndamukong Suh.
Absolutely. But guess what?
I get it. But it was cool. It's cool to see. I think we went to this offseason. I was kind of curious to see how much the Dolphins were going to try and take big home run cuts. I was really surprised with the Byron Jones contract and just that they went and paid another corner that much money. But they were going to go into this year. Like, they weren't going to let that money sit too much. They're going to especially soup up. Give Brian Flores a full deck, man. Like, don't have him to go the scrap heap the entire year.
Here's what people don't understand. Okay? You can't pull a Marlins on a situation. Okay? You have to spend a certain amount of money. You have to spend the amount of money you have on the salary cap. So if you have $100 million in cap space, you're going to spend $100 million. So I don't know why people think this is... No, you got to spend it anyway. So if you find a player that is worth it, then give him the money. You can't go cheap. Unlike any other sport, you cannot go cheap.
You got to spend it right.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. Let's look at it this way. With who is available, right? Could you think of somebody else you would have gave that money to that you get Byron Jones?
Well, the only thing I would have said with the Dolphins is, I'm a big fan of Yannick Ngakoue, obviously, with this Jaguar stuff, but you have to give a compensation for him because he's tagged. So that sucks.
Now, Jadeveon Clowney, yes, I would love to have – we need pass rush. The Dolphins need pass rush. That being said, I think it's smart at how they're going about it because you're going to give 60, 70 million guaranteed to a guy who's never had double-digit sacks? Is his impact that great? Because guess what? We said the same thing about Ndamukong Suh and people weren't buying it, that his impact is not going to come across in numbers. At some point, you need the numbers.
At some point, you need the numbers, and he's not. And it's not one of those things where he's known as a guy who's just definitely going to like free things up for everybody else. Like you're looking at him to go get you the numbers, and
right,
not there for him. And why at 27 would all of a sudden it jump off the page? Like this is going to be the year he gets 16 sacks.
It's possible. It could be the scheme they were in. I'm not putting it past them, but I will say that. Even the guys on bad teams have double-digit sacks. Not to mention the guys play opposite the guy with the same type of cliche. The same type of name as a J.J. Watt. I mean, look at Olivier Vernon.
We'll get you caught up with your headlines. We'll get you schemed up. We got a new mock draft. Tua's working out. We're back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.